So I.
Yes.
So I believe that the Osage Nation Treasury Department, which is functioning on 9% of its budget, how many months are we into the fiscal year? Six months?
Six.
Seven? 6 months into the fiscal year. I believe that's an ongoing discussion that we've had with the treasurer, and I don't believe that we've ever really been able to fully exhaust that conversation. Hopefully it'll be, we'll talk about it today in the Appropriations Committee with him here, but it's my understanding that was an unexpected professional fees payment that was made out of his budget. So that's not good, and we need to resolve this issue that's on here. Is this all, or are there more?
There are more. Let me scroll to the bottom.
Yes, go ahead.
Another one is the HR employee recognition budget. I see that it's operating at 35% of its appropriation 6 months in. Is this an issue that's going to be covered in any of the merit bills that are on file right now? Is anybody aware of that? Because I'm not.
Tell me what you mean.
The employee recognition.
Isn't that the?
The employee recognition budget's at 35%. Is that not the merit bonus pay? Okay, would you please?
HR employee recognition in the past has been
the cards,
employee hands, and other things, the
gift cards.
So that's not a part of the monetary bonuses and rate.
Aren't there two bit? There used to be. I don't know what happened last year, but
there's a merit bill and a base pay adjustment.
Right.
Those are not the employee recognition. The employee recognition is
the hams, the gift cards, the non financial merit recognition.
But I believe that I recall that they didn't. Did they not use the appropriation out of that fund last year?
That's correct.
And they went ahead and just used it out of the budgets, but that would be the individual department budgets, correct?
Last year, I was under the impression that they operated with base pay adjustments out of normal operating budgets. That's correct.
But they paid merit out of the bill that was dedicated to paying merit.
I don't know how that was treated last year.
How could they not? Because I don't think that salaries and wages are merit bonuses. Under law, yes.
Okay. I see now that it's a $17,500 appropriation, which is probably a larger part of the HR bill. I don't know, I'd just kind of like to have some clarity on really what that is. Do you mind, as chair, to...
On the employee recognition.
My recollection is I tried to put it under HR last fall, saying this is part of HR operations. If they, part of the Pay Per Performance Act calls for non-financial recognition, of which Christmas hams, gift cards, those kinds of things that they have are part of that.
That's what it is.
But my recollection is I tried to get it as a part of the HR operations budget, and it stayed separate. So to me, it is confusing because there it is. But that's it.
Okay,
we know why we do individual budgets right now. Yes. Anything? Okay.
I'm good.
Anybody else? Any questions? The accounting is... All right, anything else that you would like to report right now for us? Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda is financials. I think we just did that. I mean, if there's any, is there any individual financial that we need to look at? To your knowledge, Ms. Sneed, is there any individual budget that we need to look, financial that we need to look at?
No, not at this
time. Okay. All right, next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1820, a resolution to provide for an election to amend sections 3 and 5 of Article 6 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation. Is everyone's microphones on? Okay. Thank you. The sponsor is Congressman Maker, and as we know, Congressman Maker is recovering from an illness. I spoke with Congresswoman Goodfox, and she is signing up as a co-sponsor and has some discussion and amendment regarding this bill. So I will turn the floor over to Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. Hey, ONCR 1820, I have a committee substitute, and I did talk to Congressman Maker. It's been months ago, he knew that I would co-sponsor it and help him work on it to get it to a place that maybe it could get passed out for a vote to the people. But what this committee substitute does is it provides a term limit for 5 terms, term of office. Be no more than 5 terms, and I didn't change anything else. That was it from the old piece of legislation.
Chair would entertain a motion. Is it? It's not ready yet.
It is.
It is ready.
Just
okay.
Now got it done.
Chair would entertain a motion to adopt the committee substitute.
Sure. So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. So the only thing that this committee substitute is doing is changing the length of the terms.
Yes, and if you all adopt it, then we can make copies and then give it to your committee to look at, and then it could be put on a future agenda so that you all have time to look at the committee substitute.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, first I want to say, like, we can look at it without having to adopt it at all, but I mean, which is what we should probably go ahead and do, actually. And typically, we would do that and kind of review it in committee and then decide if you want to adopt or not. But I don't have a problem adopting it because I remember all the conversation. But I don't even have a problem moving this out of committee because I think we've exhausted the conversation about it and it's still sitting here. My only thing is it going, if it passes out of this, because Congressman Maker says it never made it out of, he withdrew it. I mean, that's what happened. And so it never even made it to the floor for a vote. So I think we should at least get it to the floor and just move it along. I mean, and I don't have a problem letting the people vote on it again. I mean, I can vote how I want to at the polls. So, but my question is it just gonna sit here? Because my big thing is, when is this gonna happen? And in the next election, because we've been working on this for over a year now. So I was like, I'm not doing any kind of special election for this. We're just gonna set till the next election, correct?
Well, that would be what I would prefer, but.
Yeah, so I'm just ready to.
I think we need to make sure that the bill indicates that. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, I'm not opposed to adopting the committee substitute, but I'd like the suggestion of the co-sponsor, Congresswoman Goodfox, to pass out copies. I think that some of the questions are, is why wouldn't this apply equally to the executive and the legislative branches? I'd like to see or exhaust that possibly as an angle on this resolution, this constitutional amendment. So I'm all for adopting the committee substitute and
working on it,
yeah, in a future meeting.
That's kind of where I was headed. I thought we would adopt it and put it on a meeting.
Move off of that one, yeah.
Yeah, and then ready. And then I think we can debate the 20 years, 16 years. I mean, we can debate these the year.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That was the other change I made. It includes all elected officials.
Important.
It includes Congress, Chief, Assistant Chief, and it includes the Attorney General. And there was discussion. I'm talking into that. Everyone can hear me.
Well, I'm getting.
They can't.
They can't. That's why I'm saying move it up.
Anyways, it includes all elected officials. We had discussions on whether or not it would include board members, but we have that power now within Congress to change the rules for board members. So it includes executive and congressional.
And actually that bill on boards is up for amendment tomorrow, so I will make sure that it's in there too.
I think the thought process behind, for me, the thought process was if we're going to have term limits for the elected officials, then we need to have term limits for even board members. But yes, that's not included in this bill.
So, yeah, I'm ready to adopt it because just some things that you said makes me real curious to want to look into it and read it. So, what's the vote?
Okay. All those in favor of adopting the committee substitute signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Motion passes. The committee substitute is adopted. All right, let's take a 2 minute, 5 minute recess to get copies, and we'll get them passed back out. Can I entertain that motion, please?
So moved.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We're in recess for 5 minutes.
I thought we were going to just put it on the table and talk about it after we had the ability to read it.
We're off the air.
Yeah, for sure. It includes
Attorney General's not constitutional.